How has success changed and what does it mean for the future? On this episode, we sit down with Editor-in-Chief Kerry Brown to learn proven strategies for building a personal brand and growing a diverse audience. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Success Magazine podcast, where we dive into the stories and insights of the most successful individuals shaping our world. I'm your host, Amy Somerville, CEO of Success Enterprises. And today, for our podcast kickoff and debut, we have an extraordinary guest with us, the editor-in-chief and VP of media for Success Magazine, Miss Kerry Lee Brown. Kerry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Amy. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I think we're going to have a really good time today. You have like just this extensive, very impressive resume and history in the print media realm. Can you just kind of kick off by telling us a little bit about your professional journey and what it means to be the editor-in-chief for Success Magazine?
Well, how long do you have, first of all? I could go on forever.
I know. This could be a very long podcast. We're going to have to try and really keep on track.
We'll keep it condensed. But yeah, I mean, to start it off, basically, I mean, I love being at Success. My career, I've been in media and working in publishing and magazines for almost 27 years now, which is really aging me for sure. But the bonus of that is I've seen the publishing world really evolve. I've literally lived it, immersed it, and kind of seen where things have gone. So I basically started, I'm actually Canadian. I'm from Toronto. You know that.
And couldn't tell by your accent at all.
You couldn't tell, right? And it's really interesting because when I went to university, I actually studied political science and international foreign policy. I originally wanted to go into law, which is really interesting. I'm really glad I didn't. and I took a few communications and media courses, which really turned me on to journalism. And so that's why I went and did my master's in journalism. And this goes to show how things have really changed over the years, because back then when I went to do that, I had to actually major in magazine, newspaper, or radio, TV. And that was it. There was no social media. There was no, you know, web or anything like that. So it was really interesting. So I obviously took the magazine route. Obviously, that's where I ended up on my whole career. I just love print. And that's why I went that way. After that, I mean, gosh, I've worked at so many magazines and run several different magazines, launched new magazines, and I'm published in over 150 different publications worldwide from a freelance perspective. So, you know, being a creative and being a journalist and a magazine person or a magazine maker is really in my blood. It really is.
Love that. And again, just incredibly impressive. And your experience with traditional media. And we'll talk about how we go from traditional to kind of the, you know, updated now and maybe even untraditional media going into the future. But I know that your professional journey mixed with your personal experiences have made you just the incredible leader you are today. What are some of the personal experience that you think have really shaped your approach to leading the magazine and media team?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, when I think about, I've almost been here for almost a year. Well, it'll be a year soon when this is actually out. And I'm really excited about being with Success, because I must say this position now, being VP Media and Editor-in-Chief, is really a combination. It's a culmination, really, of my whole entire career in media, I think. Because not only are we obviously doing so many other things outside of the magazine and the media world with digital publications and our online content, it's really brought all of my passions together as well. But not only from a professional perspective, also from a personal perspective. And that's one of the things I've loved about, you know, my whole evolution throughout my career, from, you know, running startups to seeing, you know, having the internet come into play, seeing how cover stars are now out there in the world themselves. Back in the day, when I was first in the journalism world, our cover stars, they didn't have social media platforms. None of them even had websites. So they really relied on the cover exposure that we had. So those covers were very coveted. Today, covers are extremely coveted, but for different reasons. They're more of a complement to people's already personal brand. So things have really changed. And in my personal life, you know, I don't know, like, there's been so many things that have really impacted the way that I lead today. Some of the things are my own experience as a magazine leader, but also my heart health experience. And so that's something that has come into play as well, going through the journey of not only as an entrepreneur, but as a mother and as somebody who obviously has had heart health issues in the past and who has had to bring that into her own personal life and professional life and learn how to really, you know, take care of myself on the personal side to be able to bring that into my professional life as well. So, you know, there's a lot of things that come into play, really. But I just love it all together. And there's nothing like having a print magazine in your hands. That's why I love the best, really.
100% agree. Mm-hmm. But, you know, can I take you back on that? You kind of glossed over the personal journey piece and the heart health. Assuming nobody knows that as a part of your background and has contributed to who you are today. And again, some of your, you know, contributed to some of your passion projects. Would you mind sharing, being a little vulnerable and sharing with us what you mean by your own heart health journey?
Yeah, well, this was 10 years ago, and I was really at the top of my career in Toronto, Ontario. That's where I'm from. That's where the majority of my media experience had been before I moved to the U.S. And I was working actually at the nation's largest parenting magazine at the time, called Today's Parent. And a lot of pressure comes when you have a public-facing role. And I was doing a lot of TV as well. So back then, too, I was also, the ambassador who would go onto the television and talk about every issue every time a new edition would come out. There was a lot of pressure on me. And so being a mom and being the type of person that I am, where I'm a people pleaser. And I didn't realize how much the pressure was really, really, really overtaking my physical space, really. I was commuting into work 2 hours each way every day into the city of Toronto, because I lived in the suburbs. And funny enough, I had always wanted to write a book. So on those train rides back and forth, I was penning away, you know, thinking about how could I write a book about women in careers and leadership and moms and how they could balance things. And ironically, I didn't realize that I was the one not looking after myself at that time. I was looking after everyone else. So what happened was, one evening, and we lived in a farmhouse, a beautiful 53 acres. And one evening I got a really, really sharp, sharp pain in my shoulder. And I just didn't know what it was. I was putting my kids to bed at the time, and I just couldn't believe it. All of a sudden, this whole, like basically a flush came over me of exhaustion. And I knew right there and then something was wrong. I knew, but also physically. So what did I do? I obviously just said, oh, it's okay. I'm not going to worry about it, as women do.
Dust it off.
Always dust it off. And I thought, I'll deal with it tomorrow. Well, the next day I did. I went to bed, still not feeling great, had all these aches and pains. Didn't really realize what it was. I went to work the next day, and I was in an editorial meeting going over the next cover. And I had a panic attack. And I didn't realize why. And I think this is one of the things I've learned so much over the years. And I've come to embrace this more and knowing my body more. But I didn't realize that all the pressure I was putting on myself in my career as a mother, as a leader, as a community member, and somebody in the public eye was really, really impacting my health on a physical level. So I really got to know what the connection was between, you know, your mental health and obviously your physical health. So I ended up having a minor heart attack, and this is what brought a lot of my advocacy. Yeah, it was crazy, and I had no idea. And then I had a cardiac ablation, found out I had a congenital heart defect at the age of 39, which I didn't know. And, you know, it all just led to so many different avenues and different things. And even really why my husband and I and my family moved to the U.S. because we got this opportunity in business. And I knew at that time I needed to make some changes in my life. And I think that's the biggest kind of life learning for me right then, was I knew I had to make a big change. So not only mentally, and get out of a space of pressure and start utilizing some meditation techniques and all these different ones. I wanted to move to, I'm in Colorado now, a place where, you know, I wasn't in the hustle and bustle of the big city of Toronto. So yeah, my heart health scare was really a wake up call. And it's something that's really driven not only my advocacy, my heartfelt storytelling platform that I have for women, but also I do bring that into the way that I lead my team members and interact with peers as well in the space. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that story, because I think it is a big part, not only of who you are, how you lead, and messaging that you get to put out authentically, organically to our subscribers, for, you know, our success community in general. And I think it's important for people to know that, you know, there's this multifaceted piece of you and how you lead, and it shows itself in your work and in the production of the magazine. I want to ask you a little bit about the magazine itself. I know you get endless requests. How do you identify cover talent? How do you curate content that resonates with our diverse audience?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really interesting because I think, again, just reflecting on where I come from, back in the day, covers used to really be based on accolades or, you know, relatability. When I was at the parenting magazine, if it was somebody who was a mom, accolades. I used to work at fitness magazines, and it was about who won the fitness competitions, and also about reach and sales on the newsstand. Well, we all know that the newsstand and print has changed so much over the years. So now it's so much different. We choose our cover content based on the theme of the magazine, based on the projects we're doing at the time, the collaborations, the partnerships that we can do with whoever the talent is that we choose. It's also about reach. And it's also about the other things that these people are doing in their lives. So, I mean, obviously you have some of our latest covers on the back of your office there. And I'm really proud to have, been a part of those. And a lot of people come to me and say, you know, I'd love to get my client from a PR perspective on the cover. You know, they're this big celebrity or they're this big business person and they've made millions of dollars. Well, my question is, well, one, what is the theme of our magazines? We have themes for every single issue from, you know, entrepreneurship to transformation to growth coming up in the new year. And also, of course, right now coming up with our money issue is coming out soon. And we have an issue coming out dealing with younger entrepreneurs. So first of all, we look at that. Is the talent going to fit into any one of those slots? Second of all, I also like to look at, of course, what are they doing outside of their own celebrity status? You know, there's so many celebrities, there's so many influencers now. That's what's happened with social media now. I mean, and everyone's out there in the world. So the way I choose, and our team actually chooses a talent is based on, okay, what is the relatability, but also the credibility behind what they're doing behind the scenes. And so that's why I love the fact when people do, you know, have philanthropy projects or advocates or have some organizations that help people outside of their celebrity status. I think that's what really resonates with me, because at the end of the day, I'm a storyteller. And, you know, I always say I'm a traditionally trained journalist, but I'm a heartfelt storyteller. So, you know, you can be the biggest celebrity in the world, but if you don't have a story to tell that's going to resonate with your reader outside of what you do in the media world or on TV or on the stage, I like to get those stories out of people. And that's what makes a difference in a magazine, because any celebrity can be on any magazine. The ones we choose have a real purpose for being there, and it has to have alignment with the brand. And that's where success has gone. You asked about, you know, earlier about why, you know, I enjoy being with success. One of the biggest things is, and I've seen it evolve already just in the last 12 months, is that we're really starting to bring in other aspects. So not only do we focus on, of course, entrepreneurship, business, personal and professional development, we've now brought in, you know, aspects of marketing and leadership and, you know, social media and, you know, media roundups, and also everything to do with advocacy and philanthropy. And I think, again, we're really broadening our content scope, which is more appealing, one, on the newsstand, and two, it's great for, obviously, repurposing content online, which is also a big revenue generator as well in the media space today. So all of that together is one of the reasons why, you know, our talent is who they are. And then also keeping in mind that, you know, Success Magazine, the print edition is only bi-monthly. So we have 6 print editions a year. Should be very selective about who's on the cover. But it's a very exciting process for sure for the team. I love it.
Well, I think that alignment, that intentional alignment absolutely shows mm-hmm. in the product that we're putting out today. So kudos on that. And I know that collaboration is a major part mm-hmm. of those decisions as well, is not only does the cover talent fit the theme? Is it in alignment with what we're trying, the messaging we're trying to put out? But are they willing to be great partners, right? Is the relationship mutually beneficial? How can we help support their endeavors and how can they support ours? So again, kudos on the direction of the magazine. I think that we're putting out just unbelievable product. I want to ask you some tactical, practical advice for our audience, some things that they might be able to put into practice today. So especially for our content creators out there, what things should our listeners keep in mind as they aim to grow their audience, build their own personal brands?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's interesting you say that because, I'm used to getting all these pitches from everyone from publicists of big celebrities to PR specialists to even individuals, business owners, influencers, content creators, even solopreneurs. And I think one of the big things is about that reach. It's about, you know, some people are so intimidated to go out and just email or, you know, send a DM to an editor in chief. But I tell you, I will get back to you. I'm very much like that. I think that's really, you know, a lot of the reason why some people do get in the magazine and others potentially don't. There's this part about personal branding and obviously growing your own brand, just as we do the success brand. But it's really about reach. It's about networking, right? It's about actually getting out to the events where you're going to be seen by the people who are the magazine makers, who are the ones who can actually remember who you are. So when we're working on a particular theme and a lineup in the magazine, we'll remember, oh, I remember this person came up to me at an event. They were just starting a business. They had just evolved from their corporate role. And you remember these things. So I still think networking is a big thing, whether that's in person or online, which obviously we have so many different avenues to do that nowadays, right? I also think that, you know, working on your social media, getting out there, having a website and being able to actually get your message out there to the world is going to make you obviously a lot more marketable or, you know, relatable to a magazine editor who's going to want you in their magazine. We're ultimately thinking of the end consumer and our reader, right? And so when you think of the print magazine and who picks up our magazine on the newsstand, it's usually the person who's going into the bookstore and looking at business magazines, entrepreneur, but who also have an element of lifestyle. So they'll relate to the people in there. So again, going back to that story, I think also a big thing, whether you're like a solopreneur, a small business owner, or even a CEO, it's really evolving your story with the times. Everybody has a backstory. We all do. You do. I do. But we've all done so much in our life. And I think all those things, we should never shy away from the personal side of your story in your professional story. I love that when I hear people's, this is where I've come from. And now this is what I'm doing. I think one of the biggest things, and I was thinking about this before I knew, we started the interview. One of the biggest things for me about working at Success is it's really made me think about what success means for me. That is one of the questions we ask all the people we interview.
Oh, and hold your horses, because I'm going to ask it to you as well.
Yeah. And so I'll go on to that then. But what I'm talking about when it comes to other people, though, pushing their brand, being able to get exposure. Again, networking is key, getting yourself out there as much as possible, and really kind of, building your own kind of empire. Your own personal brand is really a business, whether you kind of realize that or not. And nowadays, like I said, everyone's out there on social media. It is competitive, but everybody has their unique story. So I think it's just hone into your own story.
No, truly incredible advice. Get outside your comfort zone, treat it like a business, identify, who it is that would be connecting with your message from the media perspective, build relationships, network with them. I think that's all excellent advice. Thank you for that. Can we get into some juicy stuff. Can we, can we spill the tea a little bit? I know that you've had the opportunity to interview incredible leaders, in your long career, celebrities, gurus from around the world, right? So of the interviews, I know people want to know this stuff, of the interviews, you've conducted, what are a few that have left a lasting impression on you?
There have been so many. I mean, we're talking of almost 30 years of interviewing people. And you know what? I have had the pleasure of interviewing everyone from, Arnold Schwarzenegger to Jane Fonda to some of the fashion icons in the world, like, you know, Isaac Mizrahi and, you know, Karl Lagerfeld, to sports stars as well. I mean, there really is so many. It's really incredible. But I must say, one of the most memorable ones, and you might find this a funny story, is interviewing Deepak Chopra. At the time, I was in Toronto, and again, I was the editor of Today's Parent magazine, and I got a media invite to go to the opening of the Chopra Yoga Center in Toronto, and I was very excited because I've always been a big fan of Deepak, and I was excited to go, and I knew I was going to have some one-on-one time with him and interview him, so I went, and you know, it was really interesting, and it was a really good way to introduce me not only to the inspirational, motivational world, but also to the brain science and neurology side of healthy living. Because at that time, again, I'm a mom, I'm a magazine and a career person. I really wanted to resonate and hear his advice firsthand. So we were there. And at this time, this is several years ago now, this is when his book came out, Superbrain. So he was talking about Superbrain. And I was like, well, and I asked him, I said, Deepak, I said, so how did you come up with the inspiration behind your book, Superbrain? And he was like, that's a good question there. That's a good question. And he goes, well, you're going to laugh when I tell you. And I said, what? You know, the journalist in me is always asking so many questions and trying to dig deep where I can. And he told me, he said, actually, it was in the bathroom. He said, actually came up with the inspiration in the bathroom at a conference. He was at a conference somewhere. He went to a public washroom, right? And he ran into one of his peers, Dr. Rudolf McTasmy, and he got talking in there. Funny enough, isn't it funny where they say, like, when people go to the washroom, all these things, you know, conversations. And they came up with the concept of co-authoring Superbrain. And it was all about, you know, brain health and how that can, you know, inspire your own healthy journey. And anyway, he laughed, but it was funny because he was so vulnerable in that moment when he told me that. I was very surprised he was even going to tell me that he was talking to someone literally, you know, in the urinal beside him. But he really did. And I think it was a really teachable moment for me as a journalist, because, you know, in the media, and I know the media gets such a bad rap these days, you know, and I think it really brought awareness to my own career as a journalist, where I wanted to go with it. I wanted to always bring out that vulnerability in the people that I'm actually interviewing. And that's why, you know, how I've obviously led my career. But that was one of the most memorable moments for sure. And then
I can imagine
doing someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger several times, actually.
Okay.
Was really important too. Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, no, you've had a fascinating career, and depending on the magazine that you're working with and the focus, I can only imagine the fun stories that you know behind the scenes. Let's talk about some advice. What's the most impactful or valuable piece of advice that you've received in your career? Something that you would like to pass along to our audience today?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I'll go back to Deepak for one moment, because one of the quotes he told me, and this is impactful advice that I've kind of held in my heart as I've gone through my life, is he said that multitasking is a skill that you can never improve. And he meant through practice, because the more we multitask, it might seem all good, right? And this was leading up to the time exactly when I had my heart attack. Wow. It's crazy how it all kind of comes full circle. But he told me that in that interview. And he said, you know, if you're a multitasker, that's wonderful, but it doesn't mean that you're ever going to get anything done. And I really, really resonated with that because it's so true. And I think that was one of the biggest kind of markers in my career as advice from someone. And I try to keep that, you know, in my own life today as well. I'm a big multitasker, and, you know, all of us are, but that was one of the biggest advices for me, for sure, from someone I've actually met an interview. Yeah, just beautiful.
Incredible. Another piece of just incredible advice is to, you know, make sure that you're going deep on your highest and best and not spread yourself thin across, you know, so many layers that you're not providing great in any of them. Gosh, I resonate with that so much as well.
I know.
So Carrie, let's talk about, you know, so again, from your history with just really traditional print media and then bringing us into the now and into the future, what are you most looking forward to accomplishing with Success this year? Like what can our Success community look most forward to?
So the great thing about our new digital magazine coming up is that it's going to provide our audience and our readers more opportunity for new content. And that's why it's so exciting. So we're right now working behind the scenes feverishly to get this out there. And so we have 6 print editions, as you know, and now we'll have 6 digital exclusive niche content of a digital publication. So we're going to be able to reach more people with our Success content, interview more people, and give exposure to a lot more entrepreneurs. So we're really, really excited about that. That's coming up this year. We're also working on so many great publications right now. One of the things that I've always liked to do is work in advance. You know, in the magazine world or even in media in general, there's a certain lead time where you have to work to be able to get things to press, to production. And I generally tend to work up to 6 to 8 months in advance. So right now we're working on some issues that are coming up that are so exciting. One in particular is going to be all around change makers. It's going to be out in the late fall of this year, and it's going to be wrapped around another amazing award ceremony and event. So that one we're really looking forward to, because it's going to bring a lot of attention and awareness to so many different change makers and people around the world who are doing so many great things and making an impact. So that's really exciting. We're also going to be introducing an author bestsellers list, which is really exciting, online, in the media space. And also we're going to be reflecting that in the magazine and certain ones with, you know, so these are the great kind of things that we're really thinking outside the box this year, really pushing the envelope in regards to our media space, not just leaning on the 6 print editions we already have out there. So we're evolving their content in a wonderful way, but we're also leaning into our other digital platforms, in our courses, our collaborations, our partnerships with people to bring all great new content to our audience. So those are just like a snippet of some of the great things coming, and certainly some big stars that are coming in that have some amazing, impactful foundations and everything like that too. So it's going to be very good. Very excited.
Love it. Like, not only do we love the content that is put out through the print magazine, but we're doubling down, bringing in the digital, focused on all different ways, you know, many, many parts of our Success ecosystem to bring new content to the table. No matter how you want to consume or receive information or education or, you know, concept strategy from Success, you are going to have access. I'm excited. We also have events coming up this year.
So the great thing is that with the magazine, we also have opportunities at our own Success events coming up. So not only do we have Women of Influence events like the iLead Virtual Summit, where we celebrate all of our award winners for our Women of Influence Awards who are nominated, and we had over 500 nominations this year, which is amazing. But we're also really cross-promoting a lot of our events and our awards within the publication. So we're really utilizing all of our assets. So not just leaning on the print as a sole product, we're actually able to cross-promote within our actual ecosystem, as you said. And that's one thing that back in the day when I started, we didn't have. I mean, it was the print publication was on newsstands and it was all about subscribers and sales. Nowadays, print magazines are also a really great branding tool. I mean, that's really what they're being used for, companies, for individuals, for all these different people who put magazines out there. They're more than just an actual sale now. Now it's more an extension of the brand. So in regards to, again, events, like we're going to be doing money virtual events. We're going to be doing special masterminds in the fall. We have so much coming down the hopper that there's a lot, but we're very excited, and you're going to see a lot more of Success out there because of that reason.
I love that. And totally to the point, from one dimensional, you know, traditional media to multidimensional. And I keep using intentionally the word community, because I think that that's, you know, that's what we have built, is we're building not just around a print magazine, but a true success community of content and personal and professional development. You know what? You teased it up and I put the brakes on you. And now I'm going to ask you to bring your all here is the question that you ask a lot of our cover talent, the question that I'm going to be asking and you are going to be asking in all of our podcasts, weaving it through somewhere anyway, which is the final question for this interview, which is, how do you, Carrie Lee Brown, personally define success?
I would define success as the way you feel about what you're doing in life. I think that's how I define it.
A feeling. So for me, I love that.
Yeah. And I think, like, for me, obviously working at Success Magazine, it's, you know, it's, for me, it's like the pinnacle of where I could go in my magazine career. And what I mean by that is it has now allowed me, of course, to utilize all my skill sets that I've, you know, come like over the years, from print to digital, to events, to podcasts, speakers bureau, and being able to bring them all together under one roof where I can actually see all of the, you know, the electrical vibes between them all and really grow them as a huge brand. But it also personally, on a personal level, it's brought me to this stage where I'm interviewing people for the right reasons, I find. It's really about what their success stories are, why they are where they are, and how they can make an impact or difference in the world. And that's where things have changed for me in my life and my career. I didn't used to focus on that in interviews, but now when we ask people that same question you just asked me about, what does success mean to you? It's different for every person. And yes. So that's what's so amazing, right? It's just like a lot of people, they, you know, they steer away from the fact that, you know, it's if you make all this money nowadays. It's more about how you feel in your heart about what you're doing. So again, back to my own, it really is that. And knowing that I work at such a great place with such amazing team, collaborating all the time, collaborating with our network and also our partners, you know, it just really brings me a lot of joy. And I think, again, that is also a key word, is joy. And anything I do in life, I just want to feel joy. So that's really what I am doing today, working at Success. So I love that.
I love to know that about you, that success is a feeling for you. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
Well, I want to just a huge, huge thank you, Carrie. Thanks for sharing your awesome insights, your knowledge, and all the tips and ideas that I know that our audience got from you today. And hey, Success Community, remember this gorgeous face and voice. Carrie will be hosting bonus podcast episodes here at Success Magazine Podcast. And she's going to be featuring all the good stuff, featuring behind the scenes interviews and moments with your favorite Success Magazine cover talent and celebrities. Again, just bringing all the good stuff to you. To our listeners today, thank you so much for joining us for the Success Magazine Podcast. And until next time, keep reaching for your goals and defining your own success. Thanks, Carrie.
Thank you so much, Amy. It's been a pleasure.